This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The government's big jobs report for May will be out in 38 minutes. What's expected is mediocrity, a just okay 165,000 jobs added to payrolls, just like in April. And the parallel survey of households could show unemployment stuck at 7.5%. But mediocre is not how consumers are feeling about the economy and the job market. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looks into the disconnect.
Consumers are finally starting to feel some love, with confidence at a five-year high. Economist Lynn Franco at the Conference Board says during the recession, half of people thought jobs were hard to get. That's down to roughly a third.
I wouldn't say consumers are euphoric, but there has been some moderate improvement in how they view the labor market.
Franco says consumer confidence isn't so much about the official unemployment numbers, which most people don't know anyway. It's about their own job or friends and family.
I know people who are still unemployed, but I know people who have gotten jobs and been promoted, and I think there's cautious optimism.
Portland commercial real estate broker Miles Von Bergen was grabbing lunch at an outdoor cafe. Retiree Sally Kenny's also more upbeat.
Probably because the stock market, my investments look a whole lot better. Unfortunately, I don't see that much change in unemployment.
Partly because one of her own children is still unemployed. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.